As feminists, we consider violence against women on a continuum, which ranges from our beliefs that boys are naturally aggressive and that the value of girls is in the way that we look. It includes gendered nature of violence, whereby the majority of domestic violence is perpetrated by men onto women and children, and also extends to our social institutions, which reinforce sexism. Our analysis of power goes beyond gender when we consider the effects of a capitalist society on social class, racist, homophobic, and environmentally damaging government policies. But in looking at discrimination, we urge the community to not forget that the status of women, and in particular the status of our Indigenous women, is not equal to that of men. And in fact, since the Howard government, the status of women has gone backwards. Certainly the effects of colonisation have placed Indigenous women on the lower rung. Our first speaker today is Alison James. She's a worker at Women's House. It's been a great honour and privilege to work with Alison. She's an excellent support worker and gives her 110% support to the women who are accessing our service at Women's House.
I stand here before you today as an Aboriginal woman and a survivor of domestic violence, filled with great heartache and pain for our ancestors, past and future, that have and will suffer the injustices of domestic violence. Aboriginal peoples have suffered trauma from which goes back to Invasion Day. We can trace it. Every tribe in Australia can take you to a place in their country where the white man came in and wiped out whole families. They are able to point out what water holes were poisoned, where members of their tribes were shot, and where people were rounded up and their children taken away. We still have an elder alive today who can remember the chains around her legs, and that's my mum. In 1788, that was the beginning of our mourning. To our people, it meant the oncoming of the white man values and beliefs, along with their systems, preconceived ideas of Aboriginal people that placed us at the bottom of the heap. They brought with them uncontrollable violence, rape, murder, and their legal system, and their beliefs of what they saw fit to impose upon our people. They trawled amongst our women like predators, knowing that by the mixing of the blood, they would bring about the near genocide of our people. The aftermath of the simulation of mixed blood brought further heartache as the children who were of half-caste were then taken away and not even knowing their spiritual or cultural history. Traditionally, our men and women had relatively equal status in our Aboriginal communities. The Aboriginal women were the gatherers. We had a strong kinship, and our elders were our healers, our teachers, our judges, and our spiritual leaders. Our spirituality to the motherland has a deep connection to our sacred sites, our dreaming, and our dreamtime stories. This was all passed down by generations. It was traditionally the elders who played a major role in determining what type of behaviour that was correct and permissible. Where did it all go to? Domestic violence is a breakdown of Aboriginal law that in the past white society has glorified. Our Aboriginal men have adapted their behaviours, attitudes, and beliefs of the white men in the way they interact with their women. Aboriginal men have experienced the effects of the white man's syndrome, which is white man's thinking. And the consequences that followed have flowed on in today's society. So I can just say, you know, come on, coming out there, all you men, you grandfathers, you fathers, sons, brothers, uncles, and husbands. Let's reclaim our old days of teaching and tradition. Let's bring back knowledge and respect and treat each other equally. We as Aboriginal women do not have to put up with domestic violence. We are individuals, grandmothers, mothers, daughters, sisters, aunts and wives. We have a choice, so let's make that choice to stop abuse. No more will we tolerate it. So I stand here before you today, united, and I stand strong. So just in closing, I would like to leave you with a little thought. And I say, stand tall, one and all, so we shall no longer fall. We don't need the shame. Let the violators take the blame. Give the bullymen their name and let's bring them to shame. As an Aboriginal woman, we will no longer play their game.